That's what happened.
Interesting.
When June Marie got sick, how old was she? 5 months?
What?
June Marie.
So she was born in July and she died in January.
Yeah, she July, lived she years.
So she lived maybe 6 months.
6 months, yeah. Your mother had mixed up some beets. And so she was feeding her, you know, family food. And she'd served the beets at the table. She'd mashed up the beets and fed them to June Marie. And then right shortly after that, the baby started screaming. And this went on for quite a while. And finally, they took her into the doctor. And she, you know, continued to scream. And then she died. And they did an autopsy. But before that, the doctor asked what she had fed her, and she told him, and he says, well, you've poisoned her. And Iseline had, you know, that to battle. So she had for a couple or 3 days until they did the autopsy, and then they found that she'd had
telescoping intestines.
Yeah. That it wasn't food at all. It was.
I was digesting itself.
Oh, the telescoping means it kind of
went inside itself.
But
it was extremely painful for the baby.
They didn't take her to the hospital.
Oh,
doctor came out, but she bled continuously. We wore changed around. She had she had a big number 3 wash tub full of water. We washed diapers out, bloody diapers, just continually.
That's her memory of bloody diapers.
Forcing her just continuous. Very sad situation. And that picture of June Marie, mother's behind the can holding her. You can't see her, but she couldn't sit up by herself. So mother's behind her and had her hand up under her dress or by her dress or something. So they couldn't see it, holding her up and sitting on a milk can.
Yeah. But this was so hard on Iseline, you know, just the whole impact of thinking that perhaps she had poisoned June Marie. And the doctor, Iseline went into deep depression. And so he gave her some pills to take to keep her going from day to day because she just was really bad. And then she took them for a couple of days, and all of a sudden she said, she got up and she thought, this is stupid. I've got a family to take care of. I've got things I've got to get done. And here I am, you know, taking these pills. So she took the pills and she dumped them out. And then she said she went in and she called Margaret Hancock and a few other ladies to check on them. And she said, I just started doing that. I started calling people to check and see how they were doing. Can I help you? You know, she says, I had to get my mind off of it. And she said, but it worked. It worked. And from that time on, she was very concerned with all of the ward members. And she just became very, you know, just the bonds, the relationship with the sisters in the ward was really strong with her.
Hmm. You know, when you say call, well, she didn't call on the telephone.
No, she didn't. Well, that's true. Visited or whatever,
made the communication.
There wasn't a telephone at that point.
That's true. I keep forgetting. That was way back